USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 16 cities are preparing for protests over the police death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. People are cleaning up the mess from Saturday night, and mayors are calling for peace. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom says a week later it's evident that the image of a cop's knee on George Floyd's neck continues to resonate.
We know the frustration is still there, and all of the issues and all of the concerns and anger that were there on Friday haven't gone away.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser adds people must decide what message their actions send.
They have a right to exercise their First Amendment rights, but not to destroy our city.
Both mayors on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump is designating Antifa as a terrorist organization after blaming it and other far-left groups for inciting violence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real-life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hurricane season could be very different this year for more than one reason. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Monday officially starts hurricane season, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early, and forecasters are expecting a busier than average season. Officials across the U.S. South and Mid-Atlantic say they're still scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans because of the coronavirus, and the big unknown remains, where will people who have to flee the storms go? The Associated Press surveying over 70 counties and states from Texas to Virginia, with more than 60% of coastal counties saying they're still trying to firm up plans for public hurricane shelters. Many say they'll use hotels, as they would allow for greater virus prevention measures, but officials emphasize turning to free shelters should be a last resort, urging people to stay with friends or to rent their own hotel rooms. But massive unemployment is making the expense of hotels less feasible for most families. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The mayor of Atlanta is suggesting that all protesters get a COVID-19 test. USA's John Hunt has more.
The mayor of Atlanta, one of dozens of U.S. cities hit by massive protests, has a message for demonstrators. She said if you're out protesting, you probably need to get a COVID test this week. As more beaches, churches, mosques, schools, and businesses reopen worldwide, civil unrest in the United States over repeated racial injustice is raising fears of a new coronavirus outbreak in a country that has more infections and deaths than anywhere else in the world. And it's not just in the U.S. London hosted a large anti-racism protest that certainly violated government social distancing rules. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms warned that there is still a pandemic in America that is killing black and brown people at even higher numbers. Health experts fear that silent carriers of the virus could unwittingly infect others at protests where people are packed cheek to cheek without masks, many chanting and singing and shouting. The virus is dispersed by microscopic droplets in the air when people cough, sneeze, sing, or talk.
Astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken are now safely aboard the International Space Station, capping off a successful flight of SpaceX's historic Crew Dragon Demo 2 mission. Just before docking, Doug practiced flying the capsule manually. The mission lifted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Saturday afternoon, the first crewed launch from U.S. soil in 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.